Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot of you are listening over the air, and a lot of you is listening on the Devil Radio app. Delighted to see that. Delighted to see it. New Devil Radio app. Download it from the Google and Apple store or our website. Carry Devil Radio with you 24/7, anywhere you go. Devil Radio, your favorite shows. You don't have to miss any of them. Well, there is a weird thing that's happened in some states in this country that I didn't think would happen again after Scott Walker did it. Remember, Scott Walker turned down over $1 billion in train money, $1 billion federal Medicaid supplement, and then charged our taxpayers more tax dollars to cover some of that, not the train, but the other one. I thought that there wasn't another governor in the country dumb enough to do something like that, to turn down federal money, which is the return of our tax dollars, and then double bill their people with state tax dollars to cover some of the Medicaid loss. Didn't think there was anybody that dumb. Turns out there are people that dumb, seven of them. Missouri, Tennessee, Alabama, Oklahoma, Mississippi, Montana, and South Carolina. Actually, Oklahoma is in the process. That still isn't resolved, but Arkansas is in this mix. So for sure, Missouri, Tennessee, Alabama, Arkansas, Mississippi, Montana, and South Carolina have all rejected all federally funded pandemic-related unemployment compensation benefits. Joe Biden put in his package, remember? You're going to get some extra unemployment comp. They ultimately decided on $300 a week. They wanted more. Manchin got it down to $300 a week. Been up at $400 or at $600. And for some reason, Manchin thought that West Virginia was so wealthy, they only needed $300. I mean, I can't believe this. I just can't believe this. But these yahoos in these states say that, we want to incentivize people to work, and they won't work if you have this unemployment comp. Give me a break. Give me a break. A lot of these people are women who have young kids at home. And they have no child care. How are they supposed to go back and work? They're supporting their kids, single moms, on unemployment comp. The second thing is a big part of this is to stimulate spending, because domestic spending is a big part of our economy, 70% of our economy. 70% of our economy. 70% of our economy. And these yahoos, seven Republicans, states, Missouri, Tennessee, Alabama, Arkansas, Mississippi, Montana, and South Carolina, all go, no, our people don't need unemployment comp. Let them get out there. Let them get out there, find a job. What about the two small kids at home, age 2 and 4, and no child care, and they have no relatives to take care of them? What about that? What about that? Well, I don't know. Deal with it. Have a neighbor do it. Who cares? Who cares? Going to the lines. We have one screened called wireless caller, Luke. Wireless caller, you're screened. Have at it. Steve, my friend of Sun Prairie, you were disguised as wireless caller.
Okay, good morning.
Steve. Your mind? Thank you for calling in.
Well, you know, people need to remember that Walker also turned down money for broadband expansion in northern Wisconsin.
You're right.
Has a very large effect on our state economy, particularly a tourist industry. And now you couple that with the continual Republican drive to put down marijuana legalization, while the UP is completely legal. They have sabotaged their own economy.
Right. You know what that reminds me of? You just reminded me of something very important, everybody. Not just train money and Medicaid money, but there was $50 million back then in broadband money for rural Wisconsin.
Yes.
He turned it down because he said it was welfare. It was welfare.
Right.
I mean, he had Wi-Fi himself.
Yeah.
You know what that reminds me of, Steve? That reminds me of when Roosevelt did rural electrification. Remember, most of rural America didn't have electricity.
I thought about that myself. Yes.
Yeah, and so this would be like, there should be a rural broadband, just like rural electrification. And can you imagine a state back then saying, no, we don't want electricity. We're not going to take electricity. I mean, come on. Come on. Steve, you nailed it. Yeah. Thank you very, very much. We're going to squeeze in one more caller before the end of the show. And we have somebody in the line. Is it Diallo? Diallo, what's on your mind today, my friend?
Yeah, good morning, Matt. First time caller. I listen to you every morning as I go to work. I just coming up on the Middle East situation.
Yes.
You know, we all have our biases, right?
You are bad. Can you speak up? I'm having difficulty hearing you. Are you on speakerphone by any chance?
No, I'm driving. That may be the reason.
That's okay. Go ahead, my friend. Sorry. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. I can hear enough, and thank you for calling in. Okay, gentlemen hung up for some reason, but thank you for calling in. Anybody who has ideas on any of these subjects, look forward to hearing them. Kevin McCarthy, he's a piece of work. How many times have I uttered his name on this show and not pleased to have had to do it? But in addition to deep sixing Liz Cheney today, it has just come out that Kevin McCarthy hired a man named Brian Jack on his staff, who'd been a top advisor to Donald Trump. And he hired him knowing that a few months earlier, Brian Jack had organized the Stop the Steal rally just before the insurrection. What's going on here? Do you think that Kevin McCarthy needed Brian Jack, a guy named Brian Jack, some expertise his staff didn't have? I don't think so. The speaker, and in this case, the minority leader who hopes to be speaker, has a lot, an awful lot of discretion and budget to hire staff. And he can squeeze them onto committees if he wants to. He'll talk to the committee chairman, hire this one and that one. His own staff, caucus staff, this staff, that staff. Plenty of people looking for work. Kevin McCarthy went out to hire Brian Jack, top advisor to Donald Trump. And Jack was one of the guys that organized the Stop the Steal rally, sent out the Save the Date cards to people, got them to come to Washington the day of the ceremonial acceptance of the certification by states, by the Congress, ginning it up, knowing full well they were going to go up to the Capitol, do what they did. Why did he do that? Why did he hire Brian Jack? It's a signal. It's a signal to Donald Trump, a signal of fealty, a signal of servility, signal of obedience. The obedience of Kevin McCarthy to Donald Trump. And why is Kevin McCarthy doing that? Because people in his caucus who have spoken to journalists have said he's doing it because he is going to need Donald Trump's support to become speaker if the Republicans take back the House, take it back in 2022. I don't think they will. I hope they don't. But that's what he's up to. I don't see why we want a speaker that Donald Trump wants to put in, but that's what's going on. Otherwise, he will be opposed because he's seen as a weak leader. He screwed up this Liz Cheney thing, and that is that. Coming to the end of the show, it's been a great show. Stand by for some excellent programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate, Dominic Crute, Earl Ingram Show, Saturday. Pizza Box Mike, my man, Pizza Box Mike, my co-host. Pizza Box Mike, noon on Saturday, and many, many other shows. Too many to name right now, but listen to it. And take the app, App Store, Google, Apple, and the website. Carry Devil Radio with you 24/7. Listen to these great shows. Matt Flynn Direct signing off. Back same time, same place tomorrow.